In the ancient land of Israel, during the reign of the great King David, a man stood out, and his name resonated with strength and admiration in every corner of the world. This man was Absalom, son of David and Maacah. Absalom's story is marked by his unparalleled beauty and charisma, qualities that made him a notable and admired figure throughout the kingdom. However, his journey is also a tale of ambition, betrayal, and tragedy that profoundly impacted David's dynasty. David, known for his courage and wisdom, was one of Israel's most revered kings. His reign brought prosperity and territorial expansion, consolidating the power of the Israelite people. However, his personal life was filled with challenges and conflicts, especially regarding his large and complex family. Among his many sons, Absalom stood out not only for his appearance, but also for his strong and ambitious personality. Absalom's story begins to unfold in the context of a growing kingdom, but also amidst internal tensions and disputes. The relationship between David and his sons, especially Absalom, is central to understanding the events that followed. This bond, marked by both love and rivalry, laid the foundation for the series of events that would culminate in one of the most dramatic revolts in Israel's history. In this video, we will explore the details of this complex relationship and the events that led to Absalom's rise and fall. Prepare for a journey through a narrative rich in emotions, intrigues, and profound lessons about power, justice, and redemption. Absalom was famous throughout Israel for his extraordinary beauty, a characteristic that the Bible describes in meticulous detail. According to 2 Samuel 14:25, from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head, there was no defect in him. His appearance was so perfect that it became a symbol of physical excellence and an unattainable standard of beauty for many. This description was not just hyperbole, but reflected the reality of the admiration he inspired. His beauty was accompanied by an irresistible charisma, drawing people to him like a magnet. Absalom was not just a handsome face, he possessed a magnetic presence that hypnotized those around him. His long and thick locks were one of his most notable traits, and he only cut them once a year, an event that became a celebration in itself. Absalom's hair was so heavy that when cut, it weighed 200 shekels, as described in 2 Samuel 14:26. This combination of beauty and charisma made Absalom an almost mythological figure among the Israelites. His presence in the streets of Jerusalem was enough to make people stop and admire. He was revered for his divine appearance and the grace with which he moved, becoming a sort of cultural icon and a model of perfection for his people. However, this same beauty that elevated him in the eyes of others also became a burden, generating expectations and pressures that would shape his destiny in a tragic way. Absalom's beauty, while a divine gift, was also a source of vanity and pride. He became aware of his impact on others and began to use his appearance as a tool of influence and power. This awareness of his own perfection sowed the seeds of ambition and arrogance in his heart, setting the stage for the conflicts and tragedies that would follow. Absalom's beauty, while widely admired, also proved to be a double-edged sword. On one hand, it granted him an almost divine status among the Israelites, making him an admired and envied figure. On the other hand, this same beauty brought with it a heavy burden of expectations and responsibilities. He was constantly observed, judged, and placed on a pedestal where any slip could be fatal. Absalom's long and thick hair was a symbol of his vanity, but also of his strength. He cut it only once a year, and the impressive weight of his cut hair became a notable event, mentioned with reverence in the scriptures, 2 Samuel 14:26. However, this annual practice was not just a display of his beauty, but also a practical necessity, as the weight of his hair was a literal burden he carried. The pressure to maintain this perfect image began to affect Absalom in profound ways. He became more conscious of his appearance and its impact on others, developing a sense of superiority that began to distance him from his own humanity. Vanity and pride grew in his heart, fueled by the constant adulation of those around him. This internal transformation planted the seeds of his future rebellion against his own father, King David. Moreover, Absalom's beauty made him a target of envy and distrust among his own brothers and courtiers. He was not just a prince, he was a potential threat to the throne and the balance of power within the royal family. This combination of admiration and rivalry created a tense and volatile environment where Absalom's perfect appearance was both a blessing and a curse. Absalom's lineage was marked by a nobility that went beyond his physical appearance. His mother, Maacah, was the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, bringing additional prestige and a sense of nobility that reinforced Absalom's position within the royal family. This connection to the royalty of Geshur gave Absalom a special distinction, setting him apart among his many brothers. 2 Samuel 3:3. David's family was large and complex, composed of many sons from different wives. Each of these sons brought a unique mix of backgrounds and personalities, creating a family dynamic that was rich but often conflicted. Absalom, with his beauty and noble lineage, quickly became a dominant figure in this setting, standing out not only for his appearance, but also for his presence and influence. Absalom's lineage not only conferred prestige, but also shaped his ambitions and sense of identity. He was not just a son of the king, he was a prince with a legitimate right to power and leadership. This understanding of his own nobility fueled his aspirations and actions, driving him to seek a more central and significant role in the kingdom of Israel. However, this same nobility brought with it a burden of expectations and responsibilities. Absalom felt the pressure to live up to his name and lineage, which often pushed him toward impulsive and risky decisions. His quest for recognition and power was partly an attempt to assert his identity and prove his worth not just to his father, but to the entire kingdom. Life in David's palace was marked by a complex web of family relationships, each bringing its own dynamics and conflicts. David, with his many wives and children, created an environment where rivalries and tensions were inevitable. The diversity of backgrounds and personalities among David's sons contributed to an atmosphere of competition and often intrigue. Absalom, with his appearance and charisma, quickly stood out among his brothers. However, this prominent position also placed him at the center of many rivalries. He not only had to deal with the expectation of living up to his lineage, but also with constant comparisons and conflicts with his half-brothers. Among them, Amnon, David's firstborn, would play a crucial role in the tragedy that would unfold. 2 Samuel 13:1. The relationship between Absalom and his brothers was complex and multifaceted. With Tamar, his full sister, he shared a deep and protective bond. Absalom loved Tamar and protected her with a zeal only an older brother could have. However, his relationship with Amnon was marked by a mix of rivalry and resentment, feelings that would culminate in a tragedy of devastating proportions. The diversity of personalities and ambitions within David's family created a scenario where loyalties were constantly tested and where power was always at stake. Each son had their own goals and means to achieve them, resulting in an intricate web of alliances and betrayals. Absalom, with his combination of beauty, charisma, and nobility, became a central figure in this dynamic, his trajectory profoundly influencing the fate of the entire royal family. The relationship between Absalom and his sister Tamar was deep and full of affection. Tamar, described as a young woman of great beauty and purity, was dedicated to domestic work and her devotion to God. Absalom nurtured a genuine fraternal love for her, always protecting her with the characteristic zeal of an older brother. This bond between them was one of the most human and touching aspects of Absalom's life. Tamar was a virtuous and respected figure, and her presence in the palace brought a sense of innocence and goodness. However, this same purity made her vulnerable to the impure desires of her half-brother Amnon. Absalom, always vigilant and protective, could not imagine that tragedy was about to befall his beloved sister, something that would forever change the family dynamics and the fate of all involved. The admiration and respect Absalom had for Tamar were visible in his actions and the way he treated her. He saw in her not just a sister, but a confidant and friend. When Tamar was violated by Amnon, Absalom was the first to perceive the pain and humiliation she suffered. His love for her transformed into a fierce determination to seek justice, a feeling that would be the catalyst for subsequent events. This fraternal relationship between Absalom and Tamar is a reminder of how love and protection can transform into motives for vengeance and justice. The tragedy that befell Tamar not only awakened Absalom's anger, but also solidified his role as a protector and avenger, willing to do anything to repair the harm done to his sister. The tragedy began to unfold when Amnon, David's firstborn, developed an unhealthy infatuation with his half-sister, Tamar. Amnon was consumed by an ardent and uncontrollable desire, leading him to commit a heinous act against her. Pretending to be ill, he requested Tamar's presence in his room to prepare food for him. Tamar, innocent and kind-hearted, complied with the request, unaware of her brother's dark intentions. Jonadab, Amnon's cousin, was the mastermind behind the sinister plan that led to the tragedy. He advised Amnon to feign illness and request that Tamar come to care for him, knowing that her purity and kindness would lead her to obey without question. Amnon followed Jonadab's advice, and when Tamar entered the room, he attacked and violated her. This act of betrayal and violence marked the beginning of a cycle of vengeance and destruction within David's family. After the rape, Amnon felt a sudden and deep contempt for Tamar, driving her out of his room and further increasing her humiliation and pain. 2 Samuel 13:15, 17. Devastated, Tamar tore her clothes and scattered ashes on her head, a symbol of mourning and disgrace. She sought refuge in Absalom's house, who immediately understood what had happened and received her with a heart full of fury and a desire for revenge. Amnon's betrayal not only destroyed Tamar's life, but also ignited a flame of anger in Absalom. This event was the turning point that transformed Absalom from a protective brother into a relentless avenger, determined to right the wrong done to his sister. From that moment on, Absalom's trajectory was defined by his desire for vengeance against Amnon and his quest for justice. After the brutal attack on his sister, Absalom decided not to act immediately. He kept his hatred and desire for revenge in silence, patiently waiting for the right moment to strike. For 2 years, he hid his true feelings, caring for Tamar and ensuring she was protected in his house. Absalom knew that vengeance could not be rushed. It had to be executed at the exact moment to have the desired impact. 2 Samuel 13:22. Absalom's patience was a testament to his cunning and determination. He knew that any hasty action could risk not only his own life, but also Tamar's. During those 2 years, he watched Amnon, waiting for an opportunity to bring justice without raising suspicion. This period of silence was crucial for the development of Absalom's plan, showing his ability to control and meticulously plan. When the opportunity finally arose, Absalom did not hesitate. He organized a great feast at Baal Hazor during the shearing of the sheep and invited all the king's sons, including Amnon. Absalom gave specific orders to his servants to kill Amnon when he was drunk and unsuspecting. 2 Samuel 13:28. The plan was executed with precision, and Amnon was assassinated during the feast, marking the fulfillment of Absalom's revenge. Amnon's death was a moment of relief for Absalom, but also the beginning of a new phase in his life. With his half-brother's blood on his hands, Absalom knew he could not remain in Israel. He fled to Geshur, seeking refuge with his grandfather Talmai. This flight marked the beginning of his exile, a period of reflection and preparation for the tumultuous events yet to come. After the feast, Absalom fled to Geshur, where he remained for 3 years. During this time, he reflected on his actions and the consequences of his revenge. Although he had achieved justice for Tamar, Absalom knew he had crossed a line that would forever change his relationship with his father and his destiny within the kingdom of Israel. Absalom sought refuge in Geshur, the land of his maternal grandfather Talmai, after Amnon's murder. This exile was both an escape from the immediate consequences of his actions and a period of reflection on his future. For 3 years, Absalom lived in Geshur, away from David's direct influence and the kingdom of Israel, 2 Samuel 13:37-38. In Geshur, Absalom had time to ponder the implications of his actions and the price he paid for his revenge. He knew his relationship with his father was irreparably damaged and that his return to Israel would be complicated. However, this time away also allowed him to consolidate his ideas and plan his return strategically, aware that one day he would have to face the consequences of his actions. During these years of exile, David's sorrow over the loss of Amnon and Absalom's absence grew. David, although resentful of Absalom's actions, still missed his son and deeply lamented the situation that had unfolded. This mix of sorrow and paternal love eventually paved the way for Absalom's return, but not without leaving deep scars on both. 2 Samuel 13:39. Absalom's return to Israel would be marked by a series of events that would continue to test the limits of his ambition and the fate of David's kingdom. The quest for reconciliation and the inevitable struggle for power would shape the next chapters of Absalom's life as he navigated the complex web of loyalties and betrayals that defined the court of Israel. While Absalom was in exile in Geshur, David deeply mourned the loss of his son Amnon and Absalom's absence. David's grief was intense, and he found himself torn between the love for his exiled son and the justice for the crime committed. David's sadness permeated his reign, affecting his decisions and the way he governed Israel. David felt a mix of guilt and regret for not having acted against Amnon, which led Absalom to take justice into his own hands. This regret contributed to his melancholy, and he constantly reflected on the events that led to the family tragedy. Absalom's absence was an open wound in his heart, and he longed for a reconciliation that seemed increasingly distant. Joab, commander of David's army and his loyal advisor, observed his king's sadness and decided to intervene. He knew that the situation needed resolution to restore peace and unity in the kingdom. Joab devised a plan to bring Absalom back to Jerusalem, using a wise woman from Tekoa to tell a parable that would awaken David's empathy. 2 Samuel 14, 1-3. Joab's intervention was successful, and David allowed Absalom to return to Jerusalem. However, the reconciliation was incomplete, as David still refused to see Absalom's face. This situation of estrangement perpetuated the tension between father and son, setting the stage for future conflicts and challenges that would shake the kingdom of Israel. 2 Samuel 14:23, 24. Joab, perceiving David's anguish and the need to resolve Absalom's issue, formulated an ingenious plan. He sought the help of a wise woman from Tekoa and instructed her to present herself to the king with a fictional story that mirrored the situation between David and Absalom. The woman followed Joab's instructions and went to the king, dressed in mourning and with a convincing narrative. 2 Samuel 14, 2-3. The woman told David that she had two sons and one of them had killed the other. Now the family was demanding the life of the surviving son, which would end her lineage. Moved by the story, David promised to protect the woman's surviving son, showing his willingness to forgive and protect life in situations of great loss and pain. 2 Samuel 14, 4-11. The woman then revealed that her story was an allegory for David's situation with Absalom, questioning why the king did not act similarly towards his own exiled son. David, realizing Joab's hand behind the parable, agreed to bring Absalom back to Jerusalem, but on the condition that he would not see the king's face. Joab's intervention was a crucial step towards the eventual reconciliation between David and Absalom. However, the decision to keep Absalom away from the king perpetuated a sense of rejection and incompleteness, which continued to fuel Absalom's ambition and resentment. The lack of full reconciliation left the situation fragile and primed for future tensions and conflicts. Absalom returned to Jerusalem, but his reconciliation with David was partial and distant. For 2 years, Absalom lived in the city without seeing the king's face, creating an atmosphere of tension and resentment. He longed for complete acceptance and a return to his rightful place at court, but this silent rejection only served to fuel his ambition and desire for revenge. 2 Samuel 14:28. During this period, Absalom began to plan his next move. He knew he needed to regain his position and win the people's favor to achieve his goals. Absalom adopted a careful and calculated strategy, using his charisma and beauty to win the sympathy of the citizens of Israel. He began building a support base that would help him in his future plans. 2 Samuel 15:1, 6. Absalom used his presence in the city to position himself strategically at the entrance of the palace, where people came to seek justice from the king. He listened to their complaints and offered words of comfort and support, insinuating that their causes would not be properly addressed by the current administration. With this tactic, Absalom managed to divert the people's loyalty from David to himself, stealing the hearts of the Israelites. This period of partial return to Jerusalem was crucial for Absalom. He consolidated his power base and prepared the ground for his next move. The tension between him and David continued to grow, and the lack of complete reconciliation between father and son left a void that Absalom was determined to fill, even if it meant challenging his father's authority. Determined to win the people's favor and strengthen his position, Absalom began to move strategically within Jerusalem. He adopted a shrewd political approach, positioning himself at the entrance of the palace to intercept those who came seeking justice. With a smile and kind words, Absalom listened attentively to the people's complaints, creating an image of accessibility and empathy that contrasted with David's perceived distance. 2 Samuel 15:2, 4. Absalom used these interactions to insinuate that, under his leadership, justice would be more readily available and equitable. He would say, "Oh, that I were made judge in the land! Everyone who has a lawsuit or cause might come to me, and I would give him justice." 2 Samuel 15:4. With these words, he cast doubt on David's ability to govern justly and presented himself as a viable and desirable alternative. Gradually, Absalom began to gain the sympathy and support of many Israelites. His beauty, charisma, and the personal attention he gave to each individual made him a popular and beloved figure among the people. He not only addressed their complaints, but also kissed them when they bowed before him, demonstrating a closeness and humility that further captivated their hearts. With this political strategy, Absalom stole the hearts of the people of Israel, preparing the ground for his future rebellion. He knew that the key to his success lay in popular support, and his meticulously planned actions were building the necessary foundation to challenge David's authority and claim the throne for himself. 2 Samuel 15:6. With a firmly established support base, Absalom decided to take the next step in his ambitious plan. He asked David for permission to go to Hebron under the pretext of fulfilling a vow to the Lord. David, unsuspecting of his son's true intentions, granted him permission to go. 2 Samuel 15:7, 9. In Hebron, Absalom proclaimed himself king, announcing his rebellion against David. Absalom sent messengers to all the tribes of Israel, declaring that the time of his ascension had come. He said, "When you hear the sound of the trumpet, then say, 'Absalom is king in Hebron.'" 2 Samuel 15:10. The news of the rebellion spread quickly, and many who were drawn by the promise of new leadership joined Absalom's cause. The betrayal and desire for power now manifested openly, and the division in the kingdom of Israel deepened even more. David, upon learning of Absalom's rebellion, was forced to flee Jerusalem to avoid a direct conflict in the holy city. With a heavy heart and surrounded by his loyal followers, he crossed the Kidron Valley and ascended the Mount of Olives, weeping and barefoot in a gesture of despair and humility. 2 Samuel 15:13, 23:30. His loyal men and the people who did not betray his cause accompanied him, taking the Ark of the Covenant as a symbol of their faith in God. While David retreated eastward towards Mahanaim, Absalom took possession of Jerusalem, consolidating his control over the city. However, the final battle was yet to be fought, and both sides knew that the decisive confrontation would determine the kingdom's fate. David's and Absalom's forces prepared for a clash that would forever change Israel's history. 2 Samuel 15:25-26. The final battle between David's and Absalom's forces took place in the forest of Ephraim, a dense and treacherous location that would witness fierce combat. David's troops, led by his experienced generals Joab, Abishai, and Ittai, faced Absalom's army in an intense and brutal fight. Although numerically inferior, David's forces' skill and knowledge of the terrain gave them a crucial advantage. 2 Samuel 18:6-8. In the heat of the battle, the forest became as much an enemy as the opposing soldiers. The rough terrain and dense vegetation turned the combat into a chaos of ambushes and hand-to-hand confrontations. The scriptures note that the forest devoured more men that day than the sword, highlighting the terrain's difficulty and lethality. 2 Samuel 18:8. Absalom, riding his mule, found himself in a desperate situation when his long hair, a symbol of his vanity and pride, got caught in the branches of a great oak tree. The mule kept going, leaving Absalom hanging in the tree, helpless and vulnerable. This cruel irony, where his beauty turned against him at the critical moment, sealed his fate. 2 Samuel 18:9. One of David's soldiers saw Absalom hanging in the oak and reported it to Joab. Despite David's explicit orders to deal gently with Absalom, Joab, pragmatic and determined to end the threat, decided to act. He took 3 javelins and thrust them into Absalom's heart while he was still alive. Then, Joab's armor-bearers surrounded Absalom and finished him off, definitively ending the rebellion. 2 Samuel 18:10. 15. With Absalom's death, the rebellion quickly collapsed. His loyal forces scattered, and David's victory was complete. However, this military victory brought with it profound personal sorrow. When the news of Absalom's death reached David, his grief was unbearable. He went up to the room over the gate and wept bitterly, mourning the loss of his son with a lament that echoed a mixture of paternal love, regret, and understanding of the tragic consequences of his own actions. 2 Samuel 18:33. David exclaimed, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son." 2 Samuel 18:33. David's lament resonated deeply, highlighting the pain of a father who lost a son not only to death, but also to rebellion and disobedience. He knew that the conflicts within his family were, in part, the result of his own sins and decisions, such as the transgression with Bathsheba and the murder of Uriah. 2 Samuel 12:9-10. Absalom's death marked the end of the rebellion, but also left a deeply wounded kingdom. The consequences of betrayal and conflict reverberated for a long time, affecting not only David and his family, but all of Israel. In his mourning, David reflected on the painful lessons life had taught him, understanding that power and justice often come at a devastating human cost. 2 Samuel 19:1-4. The lessons from Absalom's life remind us of the importance of justice, forgiveness, and the consequences of our actions. This narrative shows how pride and vanity can lead to destruction, and how love and repentance are essential for reconciliation and redemption. Absalom's story is a powerful warning about the dangers of unchecked ambition and the need to seek true justice and mercy in our lives.